Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good day. Hello, how are you? Welcome to our show. It is the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. It's MAX over there and myself over here. And it is it's our mission to educate, encourage, engage, to inspire beyond the age of 20, 30, 40, 50, 80, 100, just to share some of our experiences in the day-to-day with you to be better and do better. So, Max, I think you've got something to say today. You can do an intro if you like, or just roll into it. You can just talk, 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 talk.
I can talk, man. I got the gift of gab. Yeah, man. For me, it's all about the journey from negative to positive. That's basically my life story. And those who know me know how I came up and all that jazz. So we're just two guys who have flipped it, and I wish somebody could have told me some of this stuff when I was in my deepest, darkest spots. So that's why we're doing this. Today's question, we're gonna have Graham back on. He and I had this conversation. He's got a good question, but inadvertently, this came out, and it was, how do you know when enough is enough? So, John, however you want to take that, and for all of us listening, it can be money, it can be sex, it could be females, males, it could be work, it could be real estate, yada, 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 cars, drinks, terrible, good, bad food. But in general, Mr. John, I was trying to give you a couple more seconds to think there, really.
I have used those seconds well. Ultimately, it comes down to self-awareness. Ha, were you going to say that?
Oh, if you stole my shit, I'll be upset.
I think it comes down to self-awareness, which comes from the inside, not the outside. It comes down to your perspective on world, how you view the world through what you hear and what you read and what you see. And so we can have a very close perspective to what is enough. And I am, by the way, I'm blagging this on the spot. If I'm talking too much shit, I'll come back and redo it later. So I think, yeah, it comes down to perspective, but then it also comes down to whether we have a broad or specific or goals or outline. So if we just want more money, and we've just got this general outline of more money is more money, then you've got this much, and then you've got this much. But it's just this general more money. We don't know what more money is. But if we were to say specifically, excuse me, I will work or I will save or I will invest until I have £10,000, £100,000, 100 million gazillion pounds. And that is more something that's more specific. And then you can say, well, that is enough. And then beyond that, it just comes down to your greed or your ego or your lack of perspective again. And I'm sure we can translate that through to many parts of our life
True.
where we have these general goals that are a bit wishy-washy to something specific that you can aim for. I hope I've
Yeah,
given
that
you
was
some
good.
value there. That's,
That
I think, not bad on the
was good.
hoof.
I liked it, bro. I liked it. So what I'm gonna do, first a disclaimer, because I'm not there yet. We are all human, and this is gonna take a lifetime. But on the higher level, on the spiritual side, if you want to call it, on the higher vibration, the other dimensions, the truth of the fact is, until each and every one of us can realize that we are enough, it will never play out in the external world. So if we don't think we're enough, we're always going to be
Oh,
searching for more.
this here.
That's it. So if you and I don't think we're enough, we will always be searching for more. And I talked to John about this earlier, like, for example, views. Why? Because we feel that those views validate how good John and I are. Oh, I'm getting tingles, bro, because that's the deep shit right there, right? So until that's it, that's a simple. Now, don't get it twisted. I am not there, and I've been doing this for like 10 years, man. We are human. You have the ego. You have so many crazy programs in play that you always think it's something out there that's going to give you that validation. The world sees me on this massive stage, and I am validated. That's horseshit, man. It's in you.
Yeah, I'm really glad you mentioned that, this validation. I'm doing a presentation in a couple of weeks at a group we go to, book review, and I don't do public speaking. Fear it more than death, or I did. And some of the stuff that I've been working on is, who am I doing this for? Am I doing it for the group? Am I doing it for the audience? And what I've eventually come down to is actually I'm doing it for myself because I believe I've got something to share, something of interest that people may or may not find useful or interesting, but I believe they will. But if they don't, it's irrelevant because I'm doing this presentation, this book review, this mountainous task which I've created over the past freaking gazillion years because I'm doing it for me. And what I get out of it is what I get out of it. And I will pat myself on the back for doing it. I will enjoy it. And that is that. So, yeah, often we do it for validation because we want that pat on the back to be told we're clever or we care or whatever it is. But.
And where did we learn that from? Coming out the mama's womb, because we always want to be validated by love, by we did a good job, son or daughter, right? And in agreement with what John said back to a couple shows ago, all those little things, whether it's one view or one public speaking gig, we have to celebrate those small victories because those small victories will lead up to an avalanche of changing the way we once were. But
Indeed.
it is embedded us. We need that validations since we were sucking on our mom's boot. That's basically the truth, I think,
I think that's
scientifically speaking.
yeah, I think it's important to it's a whole nother conversation to tell your child that's very clever, that's great, but also not just pat them on the back for doing the good things, celebrate the failures as well, celebrate the effort, putting in the hard work and trying. And build the esteem through those exercises because in no time at all, the whole freaking world will be chipping away at your self-esteem.
This is true. This is
Everybody
true,
like
John.
me?
I think that's a perfect place to end. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm out of here. Done. Done.
Beautiful people, we thank you as always. We know you could be anywhere in the world and you hanging right here with Mr. Canada and Mr. UK. We appreciate. Have a great Friday.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.